This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
LA County is providing new grants for fire victims. Also, consumer groups urging the state insurance commissioner to hold the line on those rate hikes. But first, you could find a parking ticket in your mailbox real soon if you end up parking in those bus lanes. And today, by the way, is the day this all starts. John Baer joins us live from La Brea near Wilshire. John.
Well, I think the question is whether they're actually going to write these tickets today because it's a holiday. Traffic is light. I'm not seeing ticket activity going on yet. But here's the deal. For the Wilshire line, I think that's the 720, and the La Brea line, the 212, they've been giving warning notices for, 2 months? And today is the day, technically, that they're going to start writing $293 tickets. They have cameras in the buses, and those cameras will take video of a car parked in a bus lane, and another camera will then take a picture of the license plate, and then you will get a warning, or you will get a ticket, a $293 ticket in the mail. I was talking to a passenger who said, good, because it's been a big problem. Have you seen issues where they have to go around cars?
Oh, it creates such a problem, especially during rush hour. I mean, sometimes you could back the bus up like 20 to 30 minutes just from parking in that area because it just gets, I mean, we all drive in LA. It's crazy.
It is crazy. And she said she's glad to see it. She will have sympathy for some of these drivers who forget. But in 2 months, she says she's going to lose her sympathy. But again, the bottom line is, starting with these two routes, you will get a ticket if you park in a bus-only lane. And they're going to expand this to other routes, too. You don't want to get stung. You want to make sure you're not parking in a lane, a bus-only lane in Los Angeles.
All right, John Baird. Thanks, John. Starting tomorrow, rail riders will have to tap their card or scan a valid Metrolink fare to get in and out of Union Station. Ambassadors will help people load tap-to-exit cards and enroll those qualified in Metro's fare reduction program. There will be a grace period through next Tuesday where passengers without valid fare won't be fined. Tap-to-exit has been up and running at the NoHo B line and in downtown Santa Monica. Officials say there's been a dramatic drop in crime at stations with the fare enforcement programs now in place. Tap-to-exit said to be installed at all Metro end-of-line stations by the end of the year.
Well, a request by a major insurance company for that emergency rate hike following partial payouts for damages caused by a recent firestorms. Well, it's being met with skepticism by the state insurance commissioner and consumer groups. Pete Demetrio has more.
State Farm Insurance is requesting rate hikes of between 15 and 38% on renters, rental building, and homeowner policies due to already paid out claims and anticipated multi-billion dollar fire damage payouts. Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara has already denied the request, but he's also scheduled a meeting to ask the company for more information. Meanwhile, Jamie Court with the Consumer Watchdog is skeptical of State Farm's claims of financial distress.
They have reinsurance contracts for $9 billion. They're estimating $7 billion in claims, and we don't even see that as estimates. And their parent company, State Farm Mutual, has $194 billion in reserves. It could easily give the company money if it needed it. We've asked questions about all of those issues, and they haven't answered it.
The meeting between the insurer, the commissioner, and consumer watchdog attorneys is set for February 26th. I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
There are new grants to help those impacted by the Eaton and Palisades fires. The LA County Department of Consumer and Business Affairs launching the LA County Household Relief Grant Program. The initiative will distribute more than $32 million in financial assistance to wildfire survivors, providing critical support for housing costs, living expenses, and funeral expenses. Those interested in receiving the grants can apply online starting February 26th. Eligible households can receive up to $18,000.
It was a desperate movement underway to save precious historic tiles from burned-up homes in Altadena. Karen Adams has more.
These are no ordinary tiles, but were crafted by Ernest Batchelder from 1910 through the 30s, and many adorn the fireplaces of homes that burned to the ground in the Eaton fire. But Eric Garland, founder of Save the Tile, says they now hold much more meaning.
Can't really fathom what's been lost. But these tiles were a big part of that arts and crafts movement. And as we try to squint and see the future of Altadena, it's so clear that this may be the only tangible, physical, actual link to our traditions and origin.
And now he says the race is on, with volunteers fanning out to try to save the tiles before the bulldozers come and take what Garland says is the very last of old Altadena.
We are committing to store that tile for as long as it takes, rent-free to the homeowner. We're providing this as a community service. And when that homeowner is ready to rebuild or just is in a position to retake possession of their tiles, we will return them.
He says they've already identified by address more than 200 installations of the tiles, but only have agreements with 30 homeowners. He says reach out to SaveTheTiles.org if you're a homeowner. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
It is, of course, President's Day, which means a lot of us have the day off.
And we talked to Dr. Judith Ann Scourfield McLaughlin. She's a political science professor at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. And she also worked in the White House during the Clinton administration. So she kind of knows what she's talking about. We asked her about the origins of today's holiday.
So how did this all begin?
Well, it began as a celebration of President George Washington's birthday, which is February 22nd, and also President Lincoln's birthday on February 12th. But it was originally to celebrate George Washington's birthday.
So how has the presidency changed over the years? I know you actually worked in the White House. Well, let's talk about that first. You worked in the White House. What did you do? Tell us what you did.
Well, I worked in the Clinton administration during both terms, so I did have a few different jobs. I worked in the Domestic Policy Council on healthcare issues. I worked in the Office of Presidential Personnel, which handles staffing up federal agencies, and also worked in the Department of Correspondence and ran our volunteer program and our greetings office and also our comment line, which is the number people can call to tell the president what they think about various issues. So that's also very exciting.
I can imagine some of those calls, right?
You save any of those?
Yeah. Have you saved any of those?
Yes.
All right. So tell me, how has the presidency changed over the past, let's just say 20 years? You know, if you just ask, I mean, someone like me, I'd say, I don't know, it seems like it's the same. How has it changed over the past 20, maybe 30 years?
Well, I was prepared to go back a couple of hundred years the size and scope of the federal government and the, you know, executive branch has, you know, increased dramatically from, you know, the time of the framers back in the 1700s. But the last 20 years, Article 2 itself that describes presidential powers is is vague and very brief. And so a lot of what we think of as it relates to the scope of presidential powers is really based more on, you know, traditions that have developed and norms that have developed over time. You know, I think we're seeing in the early days of this second Trump administration, you know, a flurry of executive orders and a lot of actions and potentially expansion of presidential power even further. So it remains to be seen how some of the current litigation will play out.
Yeah, we may look at this President's Day as in the future as something maybe a little bit different in going forward. We'll have to wait and see on all that. So, all right. So which presidents are considered maybe the greatest by historians and experts as well?
Well, I think those presidents, so the president is the head of government, the president is the head of state, the only person who really is the single office that speaks for the whole country. And I think when we look back at the greatest presidents in our history are those who have brought us through times of national crisis, whether it be war or, you know, like an economic crisis. So I think ones who come to mind, well, of course, George Washington is the father of our country, but also, you know, President Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, President Lincoln, you know, again, presidents who brought our country through, you know, extreme hardships to over to the other side.
Again, that is University of South Florida political science professor, Dr. Judith Ann Scourfield McLaughlin.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
So to come, California could be getting into the oil refining business. You heard that right. Also, lack of vaccinations blamed on fast-spreading measles outbreak. That and more with 20 minutes of nonstop news brought to us by Oseron Law, the Injured Workers Hotline.
All right, more federal workers were fired over the weekend.
Recently hired employees with the Food and Drug Administration have been fired in the Trump administration's efforts to cut the federal workforce. Probationary employees say they received notice Saturday. The firings appear to focus on FDA employees in food, medical devices, and tobacco products, including oversight of electronic cigarettes. It's not clear how many people were let go. On Friday, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said it was firing 5,200 newer employees across its agencies, including the FDA, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the National Institutes of Health. Donna Warter, Washington.
The Trump administration is ordering schools and colleges to eliminate DEI programs that involve race-specific programs or risk losing federal funding. Department of Ed letter states that the states that using race in areas such as hiring, admissions, financial financial aid, scholarships, and housing actually violates anti-discrimination laws. Some experts tell the LA Times it could lead to many legal battles. Supporters say the policy ensures fairness. Critics think it's unfairly pressure universities into changing policies out of fear. Now, President Trump has said he would likely close the Department of Education immediately.
Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco will announce his candidacy for governor, expected to happen sometime later this morning. He is set to speak today outside of Avila's historic 1929 Events Center. His family and several local leaders expected to join him. Politico reporting last week, Bianco was planning to make his run official this week. This comes as State Attorney General Rob Bonta announced he would not run for governor earlier this month. A recent poll showed former VP Kamala Harris is the top contender to succeed Gavin Newsom, getting the most support of any Democratic candidate.
All right, let's talk about the state here taking over oil refineries. They say they need to do this to help keep supplies up and prices down. Two refineries in the state recently stopped producing gasoline to make biodiesel fuel for use in heavy-duty trucks and so forth. Now, if that happens, it could lead to a major gas supply here in California. Oil and energy analyst Antonia Juhas says the state is looking into taking ownership of a few refineries.
The California Energy Commission was given an assignment, a legislative order, to look at various alternatives for maintaining a supply of affordable and safe transportation fuel in California. And this was on a list of potential policies to consider, which would be state ownership of at least one or more of California refineries, but it's not, there's no position yet that's been taken.
Western States Petroleum Association lobby group is against the move, saying the state involvement in refinery ownership or management would be difficult.
A new airline will start international flights from Ontario. Starlux planning to start service between Taipei and Ontario in June. They'll offer four nonstop flights a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. The San Bernardino Sun reports this July, Volaris will add 14 new nonstop flights to Mexico. The announcement comes after a record-breaking year for Ontario Airport. International passenger traffic up 5% last year. That's the highest in the airport's history.
Well, measles outbreak continues to spread in Texas. They're now at least 49 confirmed cases in small rural towns in Gaines County that borders with New Mexico. Outbreak occurred in a Mennonite community that has a very low vaccination rate. CBS's medical contributor, Dr. Celine Gounder, says officials in both states are encouraging people to get vaccinated.
The measles vaccine is highly effective. Two doses gets you to 97% protection and effectiveness against developing measles infection. It is highly, very safe. We've seen hundreds of millions of doses given over the years worldwide.
The CDC says measles cases, not just in Texas, but have also been found in at least four other states, including Alaska, Georgia, New York, and Rhode Island.
The Vatican says Pope Francis's respiratory tract infection is presenting a complex clinical picture that will require further hospitalization.
The Vatican says tests indicate the Pope needs a further change in drug therapy to fight a respiratory tract infection, and so he will remain in the hospital. The Vatican spokesman said Pope Francis ate breakfast and read the newspapers this morning.
There was no time frame given for his hospitalization, but a Vatican spokesperson said the complexity of his symptoms will require an appropriate hospital stay.
Really quiet and dry over the course of the next few days. We just have a little bit of those temperature fluctuations starting today and tomorrow, thanks to the return of the sea breeze and that marine influence. So it's not going to be quite as warm as yesterday, but we will see those 70s still for the valleys, mid-70s to be exact, low 70s for the Inland Empire. And then areas like the high deserts will dip down to the upper 60s. Upper 60s also for LA and Orange County, which is closer to normal. And then once the clouds clear near the coast, we'll see some sunshine for the beaches with high today of 66 degrees, 56 for the mountains. And that's your next weather forecast. I'm KCAL News meteorologist Amber Lee for KNX News 97.1 FM.
Right now, 50 on LA's Miracle Mile.
Your inner circle's been compromised. Let me fix it.
Watch yourself. You're not Steve Rogers.
You're right.
I'm not.
I have yet to see that Captain America Brave New World, biggest opening of the year so far. It took the top spot at the weekend box office. Expected to take about $100 million during the four-day holiday weekend, three-day for a lot of us. This is an early sign that this could be a bounce back this year for superhero movies, which would be great news. Joining us live is ComScore's Paul Derigarabedi. And Paul, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. And I heard that little clip of Captain America. I've seen those commercials. So that thing really took off at the box office. That was, I think, expected to really do well, didn't it?
Yeah, and it actually overperformed a bit. You know, there was, for the superhero genre over the past few years, it's been a bit of a mixed bag in terms of the response by the critics and also at the box office. But this movie, really, I think it sets into motion a great year for movie theaters, because when you have some big Marvel movies out there and they're working, that's great for movie theaters. And there's going to be Thunderbolts coming out this year, Fantastic Four. So you've got these other Marvel films. And then next year, we're going to have, to kick off the summer, Avengers Doomsday. So this is just huge for theaters. We're going to see, I think, a much better box office this year than last. Currently, according to our Comscore numbers, we're running over 20% ahead of last year at this point. This just puts a fine point on it. We've got a lot of big movies on the way. But wow, what a result for this film. It's really good for superhero movies and audiences as well. They love it.
So why is there this sort of like mixed bag, as you say, right? Why do some superhero movies do better than others?
You know, that's a great question. I think for a while there were too many of them. And in fact, last year for Disney, they put out just Deadpool and Wolverine, and that really did well. But that's a different kind of superhero movie, very, very R-rated, and the two stars are very appealing. So that movie did incredibly well. I think it's just about creating high-quality films by any measure. You can't just keep throwing movies out there that are from a certain genre that everyone perceives as being popular. You have to deliver on the promise of the marketing and the legacy of what Marvel represents and what these characters represent.
Paul, overall, how are we doing with the movie theaters? Are people going back? I mean, I went to a movie about, I'd say, a month ago. The theater was not packed, and this was, we went to see Wicked with my wife, and it was, yeah, it just come out. How are we doing with the movie theaters?
I think, actually, the movie theaters are doing incredibly well. If you think about the competition out there from everything, right, all these things pulling us in all these different directions, and you could just sit on your couch or, you know, sit and listen to the radio, which we love to do, but you have so many options. But going out to the movie theater, it's an experiential thing. It's really different. I actually went and saw the Hitchcock movie Vertigo at the Vista Theater on Friday night in 70mm, and that place was packed. I mean, there's nothing like that communal experience. And I just want to quickly mention a little movie called Ni Zha 2, which is a Chinese-based film that landed in the top five in the U.S. this weekend. But is there, and get this, $1.6 billion in China alone at this point, and took in $280 million this past weekend. So it's a global business. You know, you've got something for everyone, including a Led Zeppelin documentary, which Becoming Led Zeppelin in IMAX, which I think everyone should check out as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. That seems like a pretty good film. Is it getting pretty good reviews?
Great reviews. And if you love Led Zeppelin like I do, it's a must-see, and it sounds great. Remember, movie theaters provide not only a great visual experience, but a great sonic or sound experience if you are, and that's really important. That's a big part of it, the sound quality of these films, and that shouldn't be lost on anyone, especially recording engineers and people who do sound design and all that. So it is really an important part of it, and the Led Zeppelin movie is a perfect movie to showcase that great sound.
All right, real quick, your favorite Zeppelin record. Go.
Oh, wow. Led Zeppelin 3, the one with the, you know, you can turn the front. Is sort of, they went a little acoustic after Led Zeppelin 2's hard rocking, point of view. And Jimmy Page, what a great producer and what a great band. And wow. Yeah, I love Zeppelin.
You ever see Becoming Jimmy Page? Did you see that documentary?
Yeah, Becoming Jimmy Page would be even better. Yeah. actually, It Might Get Loud is a great documentary if you're into all that. It's really amazing.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, ComScore's Paul Garabedian. And Paul, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.